And welcome back to another episode of Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemeyer. Today we are watching the fourth episode of Power Rangers Megaforce, Stranger Ranger, which first aired on February 23rd, 2013, written by Seth Walther and directed by Jonathan Broff. And without any further ado, we're going to jump right into this one like usual. And we're going to start in 3, 2, 1, go.
Our world was once a safe and happy place until evil aliens arrived with one plan: to destroy Earth. Gosei, Earth's ancient guardian, awoke and called on a new team of teenagers to fight off this new threat. They are the Power Rangers Megaforce.
Oh, here we go. We got the war starting up again, including probably some that we haven't had. Wow. Jaden and Casey and Jason all sounded like Troy right there. That was kind of weird. Now, you would think that would be an important part of this episode because of the fact that they put that at the beginning. You'd think that. So it's going to be Kreepox's turn for an idea.
Just the guy to get it done.
Very well, Kreepox. This time I expect success fitting of an insect invasion.
Just watch. Dragonflay!
I'm so cool.
Ragonflay. Like, buggy flesh.
Your magnificent speed may be just the thing.
Forget Rock's complicated schemes. This is the path to victory. Strike fast and strike hard.
Troy.
Hey, what are you up to?
Just helping Ernie with the recycling. Everybody's gonna be here soon. Is everything all right?
Yeah, it's nothing. Just been having these strange dreams lately.
I am not kidding. 150. 150 against one.
You'll notice that despite the fact that they go to school every day and are not part of some samurai school or whatever, they wear the exact same outfits every day. Oh, really? That's what I said.
The wall, okay? Let loose with a flying roundhouse kick and boom! Down go the monsters. And you want to know what I call that little move? A typical Tuesday.
Wow. Can you believe that, Faker? You gonna do anything?
If you're brave enough, okay, monster fighting is a breeze.
Well, really, then, you know, if you put your mind to it, you can do anything.
Wait, but others are gonna be here.
As an Earth defender, I'd never surrender.
He's even sort of got the catchphrase. Although, you know, I would think that some of those kids would be like, "Oh yeah, well, if you're a Power Ranger, morph for us."
What can give us an edge over them?
You mean besides the morphers and the weapons and the swords?
Focus my awareness. Sense the obstacles in the world around me.
Okay, he's not hitting anything, just standing on a log.
telling everybody that he's the Red Power Ranger.
What?
The other Rangers, you know, they aren't bad. But, I can pretty much handle those monsters all by myself.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me.
It's just some guy looking for attention. You can relate, right?
I told you about the time I saved the Blue Power Ranger.
The buildings, and next, the whole world!
So, there's the new guy gonna go out there, and everyone's gonna be like, hey, he's there, but there's the Red Ranger! No, dude, no way, dude. Okay, he had nothing in his pocket. Oh.
What's wrong, Jay?
What's he gonna do now, do you think?
You're gonna go stop it, right?
Suddenly, he's kind of scared.
Is he?
You bet.
The dude looks like he actually could have been a Power Ranger. I don't know if his acting is any good. But, yeah, he... I wonder if he auditioned for one of the Ranger roles.
Rebox was right. We're on the fast track to victory.
Stop, monster.
Who the heck are you? A scaredy cat, I guess. Well, whoever you are, I'll cut you down quick. You won't dodge the next one. Hey, stop.
Pretty good at dodging, though. And of course, no one's watching this at all. As the Red Ranger takes the Red Ranger away. Okay.
Strike! One hit from Dragon Clay and you're all down! Guess you guys aren't up to speed! We insects are taking over this entire world! None of your little ranger tricks can stop me! I'll take you down, fast and furious!
So quick, we can't see him.
Maybe he went after that kid. Troy!
I got that guy out of the way.
Careful! This guy moves so fast, he's invisible.
Can't stop what you can't see, losers!
Troy!
And I'm not even trying hard here!
You okay?
I'm fine.
So by him being invisible because of his speed,
I know I can do this.
I kind of feel like it's a good way to save on the special effect budget. Oh, really?
That's exactly what I'm doing. Paying attention to the wind.
The wind?
We can't see him, but we can feel the wind he creates when he moves. And use it to tell where he is.
They appear to have filmed him opening his eyes and looking to the right once. And then they just keep using that one little bit of film. Oh, you dummy.
You again. This time I'll finish the job.
Watch out.
A perfect time to say hello.
Oh, now that's cheating. Was that supposed to be Troy's voice? Because that did not sound like him.
Think again, cockroach. You really don't understand a thing about us humans.
I don't want to understand you.
And that's your big mistake.
My only mistake is not crushing you before now.
By the way, the little special effect feather thing in the background there, That's because these Rangers are supposed to be angels in the Sentai. Not sure what how they would explain it here, but I'm wondering if they even bothered to explain it here.
Hey, listen, what's your name?
Jordan.
Jordan, you shouldn't lie about being something you're not.
Yeah, you put yourself and the rest of us in big time danger.
I never thought I'd get into a real battle.
I know you want to help, but it takes special powers and serious training to fight these monsters. Now we gotta go. Hey.
These guys have done no training. Emma takes pictures. Gia is Gia. Noah's a bit of a nerd. And now they're unmorphed. I hope that's not going to be a problem. They're repeating the scenes there.
You know, Jordan, oh, cool to sneak up on
lucky. Where'd Troy go, though?
What are you doing here? Well,
you shouldn't have followed us.
But I know you want to.
Where was he? I guess he's there, though.
More than just desire to be a Power Ranger. It takes dedication and an incredible amount of training.
And, you know, a morpher.
Just like that. Looked easy, right?
Give it a try.
Yeah, it's so simple. I would say if you're that uncoordinated, you probably, how do you walk?
No superhero.
Well, we don't always feel like heroes either, but we take our mission to defend the Earth very seriously.
It's obvious you're a good guy, so maybe the best way you could help the world is by just being yourself.
We have to go. For everyone's safety, you need to
stay. Wow, this is pretty preachy.
Come on.
And the acting is not good enough to make it, like, meaningful.
That's what I like to see. Now, what else can I destroy?
Hey, wait a minute. We saw this footage earlier.
Our planet is not your playground.
Oh, yes it is.
Better be careful. You'll get more than you bargained for.
Yeah. Your luck just ran out!
Send some guys. Concentrate.
There! Yeah. Yeah. Nice! But too bad I'm not dragging.
Ooh!
Well, it's a good thing, actually. You're the one I was really after.
Your speed means nothing now that we can sense where you are.
Just leave Dragonflay to us, Troy.
Right.
I'm not done yet!
We lost him!
Time to send you crawling back under the rock you came from!
Hey! Some of my best friends crawled out from under rocks! We insects were on Earth long before you, and we'll be here long after you're gone!
Creepox is pretty tough.
No, you've come across the universe just to be disappointed.
You could almost feel the strain in his voice. he said sarcastically. Well, that was better.
Fight all you want. You'll still lose. You're a useless species that'll soon be wiped out. The future belongs to the insects.
Wow, that looked painful. The writing is not... What the heck? Oh! Gymnastics! Oh, that was pretty good. No, it's not. You trained to hit milk bottles. So that you could get the speed guy. So it's not so much sensing where he is, it's sensing where he's going to be.
Time to use the Sea Brothers card. Sea Brothers, activate.
Rangers, use these small Zords to power up your Mega Blasters.
Cool. They might be small, but they're going to deliver a big punch.
Yes! Now let's get this job done.
Right! Manta Zord, set!
Saw Shark Zord, set!
Hammerhead Zord, set!
Shark Zord, set!
Oh, that didn't tickle! Yikes!
Is it just me, or do you? I feel like the Rangers could have just gotten those heads and just put them on their gun and used it to shoot and would have been fine. You didn't need Gosei coming in and explaining the process. So much happens in Power Rangers without explaining it. You just kind of go with it. It's almost like writing down to the audience or something. Focus, guys. You're not focusing.
See, it's hopeless. You're going down quick as a wink.
We're moving way too slow. To beat this bug, we're gonna need to be quicker. I'm exhausted. You need to take over.
Troy.
Sorry.
Okay, Troy started off doing pretty good, and then kind of killed it. Maybe some sort of reaction to him kind of sitting up like he's going, but no. At least he said sorry, sort of. Well, Noah just is sitting there looking like he's not doing anything.
So you're fast, but I've got this.
Oh. I didn't trip him? Thought that would have tripped him. You didn't have power cards until just now. So what? You think so? Yeah, you know, nothing says speed like a dinosaur and a drill and a bug. Oh, but see, they're all on wheels, so that means they can skate and not have to run as hard, I guess. That's two seasons in a row where we've had a headbutt. You don't usually see that in Power Rangers. Oh, it's a Rider kick. Ironically, the victory charge land strike was committed in the air. Oh, they thought he did it still?
I'm not actually a Power Ranger.
Yeah, come on. You can tell he's wearing gray. There isn't a gray one.
And they're great people, too. I mean, they were super nice to me even after I lied. Guess I just wanted the attention. Anyways, I am sorry. Really sorry. And I hope you can forgive me.
Someone called him a loser in a New Zealand accent. Wow. We will never see him again. Or this guy. Oh, no, Troy, yes. Our stranger here, no.
Took a lot of courage to do that. Huh? About the real Rangers, we'll be proud of you. Thanks. That means a lot. Hey, have we met before?
I don't think so. I'm Troy.
Jordan. Well, actually a new Jordan, because I learned a big lesson about myself today. Thanks to the red.
You know, I love this ambiguous kind of weather they have here where where Troy is comfortable wearing a fairly thick looking leather coat, and this other guy is fairly comfortable wearing a short sleeve polo. Five seconds of training and messing up means he can catch things now. Alright, I am really trying to be open-minded and trying to not push too much on this series, because I know not too many people like... I know that it's not one of the favorites. But it's not making it easy. I feel like they're over-explaining things. And not only that, but also the acting is still subpar. There's a little bit of a glimpse of something when Troy is talking, and then it immediately goes away. I'm not 100% sure how exactly those land things would speed you up, although that's a Sentai problem. That's not a Power Rangers problem. Power Rangers is just trying to adapt the footage. I really feel like that Joseph, or whatever his name was, would have had more people questioning his statements in real life, especially like the fact that he can't or doesn't morph. Otherwise, it was a pretty okay episode. Anyway, so that's going to do it for this time. Next time, we'll be watching the next episode of Power Rangers Mega Force, which is called United We Stand. So until then, I hope you all have a good one. Take care, and may the power protect you.
Hey!
Bye, everybody. Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com, or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. All images and music heard on the show are copyright the respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by twotruefreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you. Keep on going.